Leading the news this morning, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has appeared in a London court to face extradition. He's been refused bail and is now being held in custody. Mr. Assange was arrested on a Swedish warrant to face alleged sex crimes. The 39-year-old Australian told the court that he'd fight any extradition to Sweden. Kevin Rudd has been described as a control freak in US diplomatic cables released by WikiLeaks. Fairfax newspapers quote the US Embassy in Canberra, saying Mr. Rudd didn't have the experience to direct Australia's foreign policy. US Ambassador Robert McCallum described a string of foreign policy mistakes by Mr. Rudd as Prime Minister. Heavy rains are continuing to wreak havoc across southern and eastern Australia today. One woman has drowned in central west New South Wales when her car was swept away by floodwaters near Parkes. Parts of South Australia and Queensland are also underwater, and now Victoria is expecting flash flooding later today. A 29-year-old British detainee has died at Sydney's Villawood Detention Centre. When the man was found at 3:30 this morning, he wasn't breathing. Paramedics tried unsuccessfully to revive him, and the cause of his death is still unknown. And Alabama's Attorney General says the so-called honeymoon killer, Gabe Watson, should not be released on bail in his home state. Watson's been flown from Los Angeles to Birmingham, Alabama, to face two murder charges over the diving death of his wife in 2003. If convicted, he faces life in prison.